Nick Lowe's been making music for more than 40 years now. As a solo artist, and with such bands as Rockpile and Little Village, he's been called the Godfather of Punk for his work in the late 70s with Stiff Records. In 1979, Lowe reached number 12 on the Billboard charts with a song called Cruel to Be Kind. It was his only U.S. Top 40 hit. Over the years, he's also acquired a reputation as a producer for such acts as Elvis Costello and The Attractions. In the early 1990s, Nick Lowe suddenly became a millionaire after a song he'd written years earlier was covered for the soundtrack of the Kevin Costner-Whitney Houston film The Bodyguard. This financial windfall gave Lowe the creative freedom to reinvent his music. Many critics say he's doing his best work now, at the age of 58. To the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon prepared this profile of Nick Lowe.
Long limb girl, where are you now? When I think back in my mind, a sweet memory I find, but the edges are starting to curl. Where are you now? Long limbed girl.
That's Nick Lowe with Long Limbed Girl, a song from his new album, At My Age, the latest in a series of four albums that has seen the British singer-songwriter reinvent his sound and approach to songwriting. Lowe says that his career as a pop star ended in 1981, and he found himself wrung out, alcoholic, and confused.
I did think, well, wait a minute, on paper, I've had a pretty good innings. You know, I've had these hit records, and I've written a few things that people have liked and produced a few good records, and now I'm on the scrap heap. How can that be when I feel that, all that notwithstanding, I haven't really done anything yet?
You've only just begun, to quote the Carpenters.
Haven't just begun, exactly. And I thought how in blues and jazz, and actually up until that time, country and western artists as well, you couldn't be too old, you know, people loved it, but not in pop. Now all that's changed now, and no one could care less anymore, thank goodness. But at that time, after 30, you know, that you were really, really past it at that point. So I thought, well, I'm going to figure out a way I can use the fact that I'm getting older as a distinct advantage, so that younger acts will think, God, I can't wait to be as old as Nick Lowe, you know, and be rather envious.
Yeah, and I think you've managed to do that.
Well, I don't know if I have or not. It all seems so logical to me now. It's amazing that I had so much trouble getting it off the ground and finding anyone who could help me with it.
David Hepworth is the editorial director of the British music and entertainment magazine, The Word. What does Hepworth think of Nick Lowe's new approach to his music?
He struck a blow for kind of chaps in their 50s and 60s in popular music terms that I don't think anybody else has done before. And I think this music is remarkable for its simultaneously its maturity and its utter simplicity, and the amount of subtlety that he manages to introduce into these very kind of classical formats of songwriting and singing.
People are remarking on the change that's come over me. It can be explained very easily. Out of the blue, someone's come into my lonely world, and now I'm walking tall. And if even I can find someone, there's hope for us all. Whoa, if even I can find someone, there's hope. Hope for us all.
One of the more intriguing songs on the At My Age album is called I Trained Her to Love Me. Lowe says that the title came to him first, and that coming up with a title is half the battle.
When something like this comes up, and you can see what sort of song you're going to be writing here, and it might offend people, you can't go, oh dear, I better not write it because it's going to offend people. You know, you actually sort of fall to your knees and give thanks that you've been sent something like this so you can, you know, cause something to happen.
Do you see the way she lights up when I walk in the room? That's good. And the skip in her step when we're both out walking in the neighborhood. This one's almost done. Now to watch her fall apart, I trained her to love me so I can go ahead and break her heart.
This song just got a reaction straight away from the audience. It's never happened to me before. And sort of divided the audience as well. A lot of the women realised that it was a sort of sympathetic song, you know, that I was sort of making fun of this character, you know. And a lot of the men thought I actually sort of believed it. And there was a lot of kind of punching the air and saying, you know, yeah, Nick, way to go, man, you know, as if I'd struck some fantastic blow, you know, for a men's lib.
I trained her to love me, now excuse me, I've got work to do. I trained her to love me. Too late to stop now.
David Hepworth wrote a recent story in which Lowe talked about his mysterious collaborator, the bloke.
He was asking me about songwriting, and I was saying that the longer you do it, the more mysterious the process is, and you don't really know how it works at all. I said that I used to feel that every so often this character would come round to call on me, and this character became known as the bloke. Now, this character wrote really good songs, but had no interest whatsoever in being on the television or doing gigs or recording them or anything like that, but he would come round and show me how the songs went and sort of gave me the songs. And they were really good songs. And he'd show me one or maybe two at a time and then disappear. And I had no way of getting in contact with him again, calling him up and saying, can you come round? But after he hadn't been round for a while, you start to get a bit panicky. But because I'd seen him work, I kind of know how his songs go. I can do a pretty good impersonation of his stuff. And so I would write a few songs myself in his style, sort of thing. But they're never as good. They're never as good. And I know the ones that I've written, and I know which ones the bloke has written. And that's really where that comes from.
I've been through the liner notes of At My Age, Nick, and I don't see any credits to the bloke. Did he write any of the songs on the new album?
Oh, he's surrendered all rights, the bloke has.
That's very magnanimous of him.
The point of it really is that I think that the more you can let the pure thought of the song come through and not interfere with it too much. That was the point. The best songs I do are the ones that seem to come straight to you as if someone else has written them. And even if I'm doing my own version of the bloke's songs, I work extremely hard on them. It takes an enormous amount of work to make them sound like no work at all went into them. And in fact, that I'm singing a cover song. And the reverse is true as well. When I do my cover songs, I work very hard on them to make them sound as if I wrote them. In the end, I do sort of believe that I wrote them.
My house is a lonely house, but it once was a happy house, and the two of us, we were happy, as I recall. But now the rain falls around it, and loneliness has found it. And I'm in the middle of it all. Yes, I am. I'm in the middle of it all.
That's Nick Lowe's cover version of the Arthur Alexander song In the Middle of It All. It's one of Lowe's most moving vocal performances and a great example of the country soul sound that he's pursued over his four most recent albums. What is it about the combination of country and soul that Lowe finds so powerful?
It just seems a place where anything can happen. If you can get to that place, absolutely anything can happen. You have this white tradition of melody and sort of white church, a white church ethic in the music. And actually, it's the church thing that may be the key to it, the white church thing and the black church thing. And where they meet, almost anything can happen in a pop music context. Almost anything can happen. You can stick anything else into the mix and hey presto, you've got a brand new kind of music. I love soul and I love country. The two of them are great, but something else happens when they both meet.
Our perfect love has died. You know this as well as I. We've tried and tried and tried. Now it's time to face up to one thing binds us still, and that's a chain no one can see, to which you hold a key. Here's the lock, don't hold back. The other day I found my wedding ring. I clean forgot that I'd lost that thing. The hurt's here, the good's gone.
That's I Don't Know Why You Keep Me On, from Lowe's 1990 album, Party of One. It's a song that I could easily hear George Jones or Ray Charles doing, and I think it helped pave the way for Lowe's more recent country soul songs. I think you could say the same thing about another song from the Party of One album, What's Shaking on the Hill.
There's a cool wind blowing in the sound of happy people. At a party given for the gay and debonair, there's an organ blowing in the breeze for the dancers hid behind the trees. But I ain't never gonna see what's shaking on the hill.
What's Shaking on the Hill could well be the ultimate outsider's anthem. Lowe has described himself as an outsider, so I asked him if there was something empowering about that, a certain freedom to follow his muse and not worry about the business side of music.
Without a doubt, it doesn't hurt when every so often a Peace, Love and Understanding gets picked up to be put on the Bodyguard record. You know, it's very much easier to say you're an outsider, you know, if you've got a nice check just pop through the door, so the bills are paid. So I'm very aware of that. But yes, I have always felt like that when I first came into the music business. I mean, I just wanted to be famous, like most people. Any artistic endeavor wasn't really on the cards then. But it didn't take me long to get over that. And I had an early brush with fame and what a fickle mistress it can be. And I've made up my mind then to avoid it, if I could, or at least to court it just enough so that when I go to places where people who know me are likely to be, they'll make a nice fuss of me, you know, and I'll feel really good. But if I'm doing my shopping, you know, I don't have people following me down the street or nudging each other and peering into my basket in the supermarket to see what sort of shampoo I'm using and things like that, which is incredibly tiresome. You know, that sort of celebrity thing is revolting. So finding a way of being able to just get the balance right, it's quite difficult, but it's one that I've attempted to do.
What's so funny about peace, love and understanding?
Does Lowe have a favorite cover version of one of his songs?
There's a brilliant version of Peace, Love and Understanding by the Holmes Brothers. I thought that this song has been done every which way. You know, there's nothing left in it to do, really, you know, except just to make that statement, you know, say what's so funny about Peace, Love, and Understanding. But when I heard their version of it, I mean, it's so soulful and beautiful. I was very moved to hear it.
It makes me feel so sad sometimes. We don't need no war. We don't need no fights. We don't need no guns. Get along.
So what does music critic David Hepworth think about Nick Lowe's latest music?
He's actually doing his best work now, which, you know, people like Bob Dylan have made very good records recently, but I think you'd be hard-pressed to say that it's their best work. I think Nick Lowe has reached a kind of sharpness and acuity in his music, you know, in his 50s that he never had any earlier on. It's as if he's sort of grown up quite late.
And one final question for Nick Lowe. How do you age gracefully?
I think the secret of aging gracefully is to sort of be a little bit disgraceful as well. You know, enough disgracefulness, you know, people seem to like that. It seems to cheer them up, you know.
Storybook love, made for one another. Now she treats you just like a brother. And you don't know what you've done, or even how to make it right. People change, that's the long and short of it. Prepare yourself for it, or get big. People change.
That's British singer-songwriter Nick Lowe with People Change, a song from his new album, At My Age. Lowe spoke with, to the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon.